Now comes in 7 weeks the most important political election America has ever faced, by far. The future of our great country hangs in the balance. The essential question for we the people to answer is whether or not we wish to continue our drift into socialism, so carefully advanced by Obama and his administration, and sure to be carried on by Clinton, or whether or not we want to begin the return, the change back to the America of old, traditional America, built on capitalism. Less or more government, more or less government control over our lives, the full protection of our constitutional rights, or the continuing watering down, evisceration of those rights, and so many others. So, how will you vote, my fellow American? How will you vote? And for whom? That vote of yours will clearly define who you are and what you believe, now more than ever. Our company, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, has prepared what we think are the top 10 political election issues which we will face and decide in November 2016. That solid care for America thinking was put together by so many of my very own CBC caring employees who have vowed to stand up for America and for God and country. I thank them. These men and women are true patriots, as I hope you are. So first, the First Amendment, religious freedoms and liberties. That, we believe, is issue number one. The freedoms granted to we the people by the First Amendment, including freedom of religion, of press, of assembly, and of course speech, including religious speech, are the highest and best freedoms of any free man or woman in this country or in the world at large. All, unbelievably, are under attack. All religions, and especially Christianity, are indeed attacked from every side. Freedom of speech without qualification, and that includes the so-called hate speech qualification, is unconditionally guaranteed by the Constitution as a fundamental right of we the people. And that now becomes regulated and abridged, and there now exists that ominous label, hate speech, which can be used by enemies of free speech to punish, discipline, restrict, or even eliminate contrary speech of almost any kind. New restriction laws, federal and state, are proposed every day. That is especially so with regard to the gay agenda, the LGBT movement. To disagree and to say so is hate. It's hate, and therefore potentially punishable. To proclaim the gospel publicly can often have the speaker arrested. Russia makes it a crime to do so. England, and especially London, arrest street preachers. Social media labels anyone intolerant, bigoted, homophobic, and hateful who criticizes LGBT. Or transgender, or any so-called alternative lifestyle. Watch what you say, or get ready to pay. The battle between the First Amendment freedoms and religion progresses, and aggressively so. Freedom of religion is on the wane, more carefully circumscribed than ever. Religion is removed from the marketplace, the public square, shunned and ridiculed, and the God of the universe with it. Religion, religious thought, and speech should be confined to the church, the critics say, internalized, kept within church walls. Any concept of God is out, it's passé, it's mythological, and gradually turning un-American more so than ever. To suggest that a man or a woman is in need of salvation, a Christian standard, a turning point in life, reform and regeneration, a change in values or lifestyle, can now be regarded as hate speech. The Ten Commandments are viewed as nothing more than platitudes or generalities, and certainly without legal or even moral effect, irrelevant in today's anything-goes society, just flat-out irrelevant. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, stand unconditionally for the freedoms of the First Amendment and especially religious freedoms. We believe, as the Constitution so strongly states, that all such First Amendment rights are in fact unconditional. No laws can be legally made to restrict them. Again, no laws of any kind, including hate speech, can be made to restrict those First Amendment freedoms. Congress, and by implication the states, have no right to change or make laws restricting those rights. They don't have the power. They shall, those rights, be forevermore unabridged. So we believe. What do you believe? Number two, Supreme Court nominees. The Crawford Broadcasting Company and its wonderful employees believes that the right, the power to nominate any proposed justice for the United States Supreme Court is perhaps the most powerful right of a president. Those nine men and women, those justices so-called, have more power to affect the lives of we the people than all the rest, and in fact, all political others. The Senate, now supposedly controlled by the Republicans, can be a modifying, ameliorating effect on the appointment of any justice by Hillary Rodham Clinton, if, of course, the Republicans prevail. And, of course, the Republican-led Senate can temper, advise, and consult with respect to any appointment by Donald Trump. If, however, the Senate turns Democrat in the majority and Clinton is elected, any justice approved by her will be assuredly liberal, progressive, and perhaps even radical. Trump, on the other hand, may be expected to appoint a justice of somewhat more conservative values so as to maintain a certain balance of thought and action among the Supreme Court justices as they do their critical work. The Supreme Court, nine in number, now consists of eight justices. The vacancy created by the death of Antonin Scalia, one great jurist, now has Merrick Garland proposed as an Obama nominee. And that, of course, may be continued should Clinton be elected, or perhaps that might change. But should Trump be elected, that nomination will surely be withdrawn, and therefore someone new will be nominated. So, my fellow Americans, who do you wish to have as the ninth justice of the Supreme Court? And more importantly, who do you wish to make that appointment, Clinton or Trump? In the next 4 years, there can be as many as three new Supreme Court justices appointed by the president newly elected to that very same Supreme Court. Can you believe that? As many as three new justices. My soul, that can change the heart and soul of that court in 4 short years. To appoint one, it's certain. But there is the ever-aging of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Clarence Thomas and even Justice Anthony Kennedy. If any were to retire or pass away, the next president could, in fact, appoint as many as four, three plus one, new Supreme Court justices, almost half and almost a majority. The court would be radically different, undoubtedly more liberal, undoubtedly providing judicial force and the force of law to virtually any progressive legislation. Your vote for Clinton or Trump will either radically change the political and social landscape of America or allow it to have at least some balance, some preservation of traditional America and the denial of any progressive or even radical legislation. With this critical issue, the appointment of as many as four United States Supreme Court justices in the next 4 years, who will you vote for? Trump or Clinton? Who? And now number three in our priorities, the economy and employment. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, regard this issue as the third most important and pressing in America. Since the recession of 2008, Our economy has hardly recovered. It is stagnant, with little dynamic growth, and highly uncertain for the future. We function economically as a country because our Federal Reserve has controlled our money, established the federal government as the great economic protector, and of course controller, and much of capitalism has been reined in. Interest rates are at an all-time low, even negative in some cases. That is, wealth depositors must actually pay banks to hold their money. Can you believe that? And employment is stagnant. Wages are even more stagnant. There are layoffs and cutbacks everywhere. Companies move overseas to escape onerous American taxes. Unions battle management and ownership seemingly with more aggression than ever. And class warfare still reigns. Far too many Americans have withdrawn from the labor force. They find no work commensurate with their skills or ability. So, many Americans work part-time, or hold down two jobs, or work in jobs out of their field or beneath their expertise, and in so many cases for far less money. Our tax code needs a serious overhaul, structured in such a way that it cannot be used as a political tool. Whether corporate or individual, tax rates are just too high, so many, many think, and often unfair, and full of loopholes and pork. And all the rhetoric about the so-called middle class or the poor, those living at or below the so-called poverty line, is really virtually meaningless. The federal government daily becomes the great provider and controller, and our once great economy, with the employment it once offered, suffers greatly. Oh, we desperately need, we think, an economic revival. And who would you rather have make those critical economic decisions in the next 4 years? Hillary Rodham Clinton or Donald Trump? The vote you make for either will radically affect our economy. And now number four. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and our wonderful employees think that terrorism, symbolized by the barbaric ISIS, is the next issue of greatest concern affecting America. The times we live in are dangerous, explosive. Terror and the great threat thereof is everywhere the world over, including our very own country. It used to be that terrorism was over there, somewhere else. Brutal and barbaric acts which never really affected, much less happened in America. But our country is now more than ever subject to terroristic attacks, large and small. Whether lone wolves or organized groups, militant, jihadist Islam, whether in the form of ISIS or some other terror group, is always at work and always a threat to America. Obama and his administration do not take seriously enough or deal with terrorism as they should, so think so many Americans. Our military is watered down. Homeland security seems ineffectual in so many ways, only increasing the imminent danger from terrorism to our great country. And, of course, we the people. We think that homeland security and, in fact, the efficacy of our military forces should be ramped up, increased, so that our great country is always on the watch and the ready. Terrorism is war, and we think that terrorists and terrorism should be dealt with in military fashion. So, my fellow Americans, who do you want to trust to protect America and deal with the military and with terrorism and ISIS and all like them for the next 4 years? Who? Trump or Clinton? And now number five, and that would be abortion. Abortion. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, think life, the right to life, pro-life, and all of human life God created is a critical issue for our country. Abortion rights expand and seem fully protected. Planned Parenthood, oy vey, and all that it means. Other similar organizations and thinking rule the day. the Obama administration, led and championed by a so-called Christian president, foster abortion, governmental support, and payment for this brutal act. All of that challenges Christian principles, and especially the Catholic Church. And they champion all things supposedly pro-choice. It seems to matter not whether abortion starts with the morning after pill or occurs in the third trimester of pregnancy, even in some cases during the actual birth process. Abortion, so say the Obamaites and all like him, is constitutional. You remember Roe versus Wade. So it's an absolute constitutional right. And pro-lifers should forsake the debate, give up the cultural war, and move on. But we say, no way. No way. We will fight the abortion battle now and forevermore. It is immoral. It is killing. And it should be illegal. And it is, in fact, the rank killing, again, a killing of an unborn human being. So, my fellow Americans, who do you want to make decisions and issue executive orders like Obama has regarding the horrific act of abortion for the next 4 years? Who? Trump or Clinton? Constitutional First Amendment freedoms, including freedom of religion. So here they are again, my fellow Americans. Constitutional First Amendment freedoms, number one. Including freedom of religion, number two. Supreme Court nominees, and number three. The economy and employment, and number four. Terrorism, ISIS, and Homeland Security, and number five. Abortion. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, regard these election issues as most critical, most important, most determining for the future of our great country, and we the people. So, my fellow Americans, what do you think? What are the top, the most important election issues for you in November 2016? What, my fellow Americans, what do you really, really believe? What? What kind of American are you? Your vote will determine exactly who you are. And so, my fellow Americans, as a result of your thinking, your beliefs, your value systems, how will you vote? For whom will you vote? Donald John Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton? Who? Which one? The future of America like never before depends on that person. Oh, does it ever depend on that person? Our next four-year president. For whom? For whom will you vote? Trump or Clinton?